Come on, Norster Kenius.
I was like sexy tire.
Wow, that was definitely geeked out.
My lord! American Marketing! Border charcoal, that bastard!
Bees!
Boom, wink.
The Finnish conspiracy.
Some guy was going on and on about Corsi this, Corsi that. And
of course he was.
Yeah.
Coffee does make you poop, so.
Brodziak, Brodziak, Brodziak.
Do not bob at me, Kenny! Do not bob at me!
It's a love affair.
Welcome to episode 126 of Three in the Box, the Underground Wild Podcast. This episode is being recorded Monday, February 27th.
126? Really? Is that right?
126.
We've been doing this crap that long?
It's a long time. This is Aaron. In this episode, we talk about bye weeks, movements to and fro, and backroom fights. In the studio with me, always, is Kenny.
What up? I had no idea we were talking about like a porno tonight.
And Jive.
Hey!
I don't know what kind of pornos you're watching. Saying a lot, actually.
You get bored after a while.
Should I start calling you Trump?
No.
You looking for the backroom movements?
Maybe with a fight.
Well, talk about fights. I gotta say, today is a great day.
Why is that?
We had both the House and the Senate in Minnesota confirm Sunday sales.
Woo! No more driving to Wisconsin on Sundays.
Well,
give me Buka on Sunday.
Hold your noise there, boys.
Uh-oh.
We got a little bit of a mishap.
No, it's typical. It's typical that the Senate and Congress, they have competing bills that will differ a little. It's not abnormal.
Here's the thing. Governor Dayton said he would sign it, but in order for it to go through, they have to be matching circumstances.
They'll get there.
They'll work it out.
Right now, their one difference is one of them wants to start at 11 a.m., and one of them wants to start at 10 a.m. So we have a 60-minute difference, potentially keeping us from Sunday sales.
That ain't going to stop it.
No.
I hope not.
No.
Nobody going to hold me down. Oh, no. Got to keep on moving.
Keep on pooking.
Yeah.
Is pooking a verb? I don't even know.
It can be now.
Why not?
Right.
Booking. I'm booking. I'm so booked up right now, man.
You know what? Why isn't Zambuca getting a hold? Where's Romana right now? We need Romana.
Hey, there's always the Urban Dictionary. We can put whatever the hell we want in there, right?
This is true. Yep. I mean, we own the dictionary right now.
Booking.
We're booking. I'm so booked up right now.
You know why we're booked up right now? We're booked up.
Booked up on wild hockey.
Definitely on wild hockey right now.
Totes
booked up. We're hip with the kids lingo.
OMG.
LOL.
Oh, WTF.
This is gonna bring me back to the one that
you guys are my bays.
That Paul used to give me crap on, the for realsies from way back, right?
But dude, that's for realsies, that's so tight.
Right. Oh, that's great.
Really booked up.
So let's unbook it and let's get into this, huh?
That was a wild week. Why not?
All right, here we go. Let's get booked.
Wait! Let's all get right. Booked.
So we had the bye week in here. There was a game on Tuesday last week.
Yep.
Wild didn't do well.
Shanked it to Chicago.
Yeah. Taze basically was wherever he needed to be to score goals. Did it three times.
Wild were in vacation mode.
Right. Or in mumps mode, apparently.
Mumps mode, something.
We'll get back to that. But Yeah, so the Wild lost 3-5 against the Blackhawks last Tuesday, and then followed up with a win tonight in overtime with a granny overtime goal.
Hey,
that was a beautiful goal.
Yeah, yeah, it totally was. Yeah, it was. It was not too long after shanking a shot.
Yeah,
he Palmanville'd it. He Palmanville'd it.
He did, but I mean, it's yeah. It was a. Yeah.
But you know what?
Yeah, I can't make any excuses.
You know who else Palmanville'd a goal that would have put LA up was Kopitar. Kopitar totally Palmanville'd
the heli Kopitar.
I will take a Kopitar Palmanvilling any day of the week.
Well, we all would until yes. You know he gets traded to us at the deadline.
Does he play for Arizona?
No, or Buffalo. Okay.
Or Buffalo. Buffalo, yeah.
Or Buffalo. Right.
It's not one of those two teams, so we're never going to see him.
Yep.
And Edmonton is too good now, so we're not going to see another Edmonton player come this way.
Yeah, and I think they're too close. Well, no, maybe not.
They were divisional.
They were previously. They're not. They're not divisional anymore.
But they were when I think the we had a few trades with them.
Well, anyway. They still haven't done anything with their first draft picks.
No, they haven't. But they're doing well this year. That being said, though, the Wild lost on Tuesday. They still don't seem to have an answer for Taze. And they don't seem to have... Do they have what it takes to make a run in the playoffs against the Blackhawks? Because that Tuesday game was pretty brutal, actually.
Well, I...
And not to bury the lead, but, you know, are the moves that we're making, is that going to be enough, you know?
We've had what it has taken to beat Chicago previously. I mean, look at last year where we ended up beating them every single regulation game, and that hasn't happened in, like, what, 40 years or something like that,
sure.
Or 30 years.
Yeah.
So we can do it. I mean, it is possible. We have a different team this year. We have a different coach. And now we've got some additional players that I think will help with that depth of being able to shut down some of those lines. That Taze line was absolutely incredible. I mean, that one line basically killed the Wild last week.
Totally.
You know, now that we do have some additional depth in there, I think we might be all right, and I think we just have to, you know, continue playing the Wild style of game. Let them play their game, and don't let Chicago start playing their game. Because as soon as that happens, I think both teams are good enough that you basically have to control the game as that team. And as soon as you lose control of that, it just goes topsy-turvy on you, whether it's Chicago or Minnesota.
And you know, I do. I think that the Wild this season, I think that we do have what it takes to take on the Blackhawks and to overcome the Blackhawks. I think that at this point, you know, I mean, you can't take the one game sampling and say, you know, oh my God, the season is in shambles or anything like that.
Fair.
You know, I think that the Wild, once you get to playoff hockey, it's going to be a whole nother story. I don't foresee like, you know, any blowouts or anything like that going on. You know,
sure.
The playoffs are usually pretty tight. And, you know, what the Wild have shown this year, though, is that, you know, no matter where, you know, they're at, down two goals, up a goal, I mean, they're pretty resilient in that they at least, you know, I mean, they keep bringing it, you know.
Yeah.
It's not like, you know, oh, they're down, you know, 3-1, 4-1, might as well turn it off, right?
It's the same thing with a loss, though, as well. Like, they take a loss, and they come right back
They come right back, yeah. So I think that, you know, the way that they're playing this year, and with that said, like, the wins and losses, you know, I mean, well, the losses was, like, they haven't had two in a row since November.
November?
Two regulation losses since November.
Right.
And so we're talking, what, like 3 weeks into the season? 2 weeks into the season? Because we had a late season start.
You're right, yeah.
Yeah, so really, you know, looking at it like that, I think that, We're pretty well set for going into the playoffs to make a good effort and a good run. I don't think it'll be a, you know, 4-0 sweep of the Wild in the playoffs or anything like that.
So with tonight's game, Granny scored the game-winning goal.
That was beautiful.
All right, yeah.
You know, like I said, it was after he totally shanked it. I mean, he had a had a prime opportunity to bury it in regulation. But, so he redeemed himself. But did the two of you totally undersell Granny this year? Because I remember at the beginning of this year, when we had our little three-in-the-box power play fantasy draft, no one was jumping up to draft Granny, but someone did.
He's been doing well for you.
And this guy's got two thumbs. And it's pointing towards me right now.
How do you really feel about that, Aaron?
I don't know. I think my team is doing pretty well, though.
I think it is as well.
Yeah. I don't know. How are you guys feeling about Granny this year?
I feel very good about him being on a wing. I think he's not as concerned about playing that two-way forward and more. Obviously, he has to at times, but
sure.
I think he's more apt to jump up into those scoring positions and do exactly what he did tonight. I mean, 3-on-3 situation is going to be a little bit different, but even jumping up and busting through, you know, multiple defensemen and scoring on quick for the OT winner, I think Granny, I think he's definitely more of a power forward and not so much a two-way like a center should be.
I agree. What are you thinking, Jeff?
I think that, yeah, I mean, Granlund's play, you can't argue with it this year.
No, you can't.
I mean, I don't know.
Are you guys officially eating crow?
No.
Well, it kind of sounds like it to me. I don't know.
Is that what you want me to admit to?
Yes, I do. I totally do.
I think when we did our draft scene where Granny was last year as a center and where he is as a forward now are two different beasts. You know, had we done our draft with Granny as a forward, I think it may have changed perspective on things. And Aaron
was
a
defenseman last year?
No, but from a
from a
center to a wing, right. To a wing, I think kind of changes perspective on how a player plays, and you know, knowing that
would not have changed where you picked him, though. That totally wouldn't have.
But none of us had really seen him as a wing before. We've only seen him as a center.
Yeah, this is true. Yeah. But if you were told beforehand that he's going to be moved to the wing, it's not going to change where you guys were picking them.
No, because we hadn't seen that.
It wouldn't have. I do admit, I mean, Granlund has definitely surprised me this year. His play, like, I've always known, like, he does. He'll get in there. He's not a, you know, big guy, so.
No, he's not.
You're not going to, you know, necessarily see him as a grinder, but he wasn't afraid to get in there and try to get the puck a little bit. But I mean, that said, I mean, he's shown like some finesse that, you know, almost kind of like what we saw, if you remember back to the end of last year with Coyle. I mean, Coyle towards the end of last year, I mean, he is dangling with the puck. I'm kind of wondering what happened to Coyle, you know, between then and now, but Granlund has, you know, moved towards that type of, I mean, when you see the play that he made tonight to score the game-winning goal in overtime there, I mean, that's...
That could have been almost any forward that wanted to power through, though.
No.
No.
I totally disagree with you.
Most, he had, it was a 1-on-3.
Yes. Well,
no, not skill-wise, but that could have been any forward with the skill set that could power through that.
But that basically puts a focus on his skill set, though. Because you're not going to want to put, you know, Dalpy out there and doing that.
That leads back to my point, though, where I think he's become more of a power forward rather than a center playing two-way.
See, I don't, but in that circumstance, whether you're center or a winger, that doesn't matter at that point. That's pure talent at that point, you know?
I agree. He's coming around. I'm not gonna disagree. This season, he's definitely made a leap forward in his play. And, you know, I mean, like, you know, to Kenny's point, I mean, if you look back to last year, you know, who would have known to expect something like this out of him this year? And, you know, he's still a young player, so hopefully that continues for him. I guess we just have to hope, though, that with the expansion drafts and stuff coming up, that we don't end up losing them out away like a Gabrick or somebody like that, you know.
Sure.
Who we saw tonight. Well, scored a goal on us.
Yeah.
Just to remind us.
Yeah. Just to twist the knife a little bit.
Right.
You haven't scored enough goals at the X.
Right.
You need to do a little bit more.
Yep.
Especially when you're on the opposing team.
You can't break your glass groin.
Yeah. Right.
Now, my question
is... I think that was his sixth or seventh goal of the season, they said on the broadcast.
How many...
He saves one for here.
How many Gabrick goals do you think were in attendance in a Wild sweater?
Oh. Yeah. I'm
guessing there's quite a bit. Because
there probably
There's a lot of people out there that have Gabrick Wild sweaters. Rightfully so. Because, I mean, he was an amazing player for the Wild and the very first draft pick. So, I mean, you know, he's got his dues in Minnesota. But I'm guessing that there were quite a few.
Yeah, probably.
Wild sweater Gabrick wearing people.
Twist the knife a little bit.
So when the Florida Panthers play the Pittsburgh Penguins, there's a bunch of Jaeger Penguins jerseys out there?
I'm sure. You know what? And that's not for the new fans. That's for the old school fans that, you know, absolutely. I mean, look at when Jaeger won a cup with Pittsburgh.
The old ones who say, I'm not paying that price for a jersey.
Come on, man.
Those sweaters have had like 8 revisions since that Jaeger one. But, you know, that's saying that, you know, the Wild ones have had a few since the Gabrick days.
This is true. We don't have the scratchy numbers.
No?
Oh, yeah.
And come next season, we might not even have red or green jerseys, depending on the rumors going on that there's only going to be 2 jerseys.
I think that is solid fact because of whoever bought out. I can't remember their name.
Well,
whoever bought out the jersey, Adidas.
Adidas bought out Reebok, I think.
Yeah, I think so.
Or vice versa.
But they're going with Adidas for the jerseys.
But they're apparently
they're only doing 2 this season.
Only 2
or next year.
You know, no alternates.
Just to keep everything under control.
Right.
So I think the rumor was that the Wild were going to go with their greens.
I mean, that's my hope.
I hope so too.
I mean, I know there's people out there that love the Christmas jerseys, but
maybe they should just go like whites and grays. Every team.
Black versus white?
No. Gray versus white.
I think you need more of a contrast.
Not if you're colorblind.
Well, maybe you need one even more, depending on what you're colorblind with.
Hey, I've actually done some research on colorblindness.
Oh, I thought you were going to say blindness.
No, colorblindness.
Oh, I've got a colorblindness app on my phone just so I know how people feel. So if I'm doing something at work, you know, like, oh, you don't understand what blues look like, or you overcompensate what blues look like.
Right, yeah. Or the tints of red, something like that.
Yeah, reds are basically meaningless, you know.
I worked with a guy doing live production who was a pretty solid video guy, but was colorblind. So he could never actually match up the colors when we were getting everything set.
Well, and that's the thing, is I bring this up because, you know, recently, I've learned that both my sons are colorblind.
Are they?
Yes. They look at those pictures, the little number in the the little
in the circle color bubbles. They yeah. can't see the number.
It's not that they don't see the number; they see a different number. Because it's like the number 27. That's what you, as a normal person, see.
Sure.
But if you look at that, and you're colorblind, you'll see the number 21.
So they do they dress in like just the most terrible colors?
They don't. And that was the thing is that when I went and researched it a little bit, it's like almost like, you know, it's super common that, like, especially among men, that they're is a slight colorblindness. And I almost, when I was reading about it, I almost think that colorblindness is maybe the wrong thing to say, because it's not that you're blind to it. It's just like, you see so many shades of colors, basically, right?
The colors, man.
The colors. There's things on this earth that see way more colors than we do.
Well,
We miss things, actually.
Right. I don't want to like totally say. Like go off the rails here.
Yeah.
But there's a great radio lab about animals that can see colors way beyond the colors we see.
Right.
You know, and yes.
Interesting.
And it's gonna be kind of hippy dippy, but it's like
yeah,
the colors, man.
Right.
You know.
Right. There's things that see stuff that like we don't actually see.
Right.
And we see things though that there's other things that, you know, they don't see what we see.
There's,
you know?
There's many other animals yep. that are actually colorblind.
Yeah.
And we don't we can see them. Most people can see them. Yeah. Not your kids. No, my kids. But that's because they have faulty genes, you know.
Oh, they're
inherited by someone.
They're good. They've been playing their
not depending on this on your wife. You can see colors, so.
You're right. They've been playing their Phantom Wars on the PC, and I think they can see just fine cuz they, you know, get so many kills and whatever ranking up. I've heard all about it, so I think they'll be all right. I'm not worried about it.
All right. Well, I think we're going to skip around a little bit. We're going to go to our movements because there's been some big movements this week.
We've had a lot.
Yeah.
There's been a few of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I had a few last week.
I hope so. I hope so.
Not yes. the sample I was looking for. So anyways, we actually saw a couple of our movements today.
Yeah.
Here comes.
And
actually, one of the movements we did not see today. But to start off with, Wild Pickup Hansel and White from Arizona, who played...
Martin Hansel and Ryan White.
Martin Hansel and Ryan White.
Ryan White, not to be confused with the AIDS patient from the 80s.
Oh,
if you remember Ryan White from...
or
yes, I do now that
if,
you...
if you're old...
Yes, I do now that you mentioned that. I didn't think about that.
Like one yeah. of the old with, OG AIDS yeah. patients.
Was he the kid that HBO made the movie on?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Where
that,
they were like
that
the
Ryan
blood,
White.
They're like the blood brothers, but they had to do it
transfusion.
Safe.
Yeah. And yeah. Yep.
Wow, that's crazy.
And now he's on our team. Oh, wait. Different Ryan White.
He's
sorry.
Still... wow, he aged well.
he didn't die either, so...
apparently. Well, we're all going to hell right now.
You got that going for him.
Wow. I didn't say anything. You're going to hell.
Well, I'm already driving that
hell
bus.
In a hand basket.
Done.
Hell in a handle basket.
Driven by Hansel Lee.
Okay. So what kind of movements did we have?
So Hansel and White. Wild picked up for a fourth round pick in 2017. Oh, sorry. We got Hansel White and the fourth round pick in 2017. For a first round pick in 2017, a second round pick in 2018, a conditional round pick in 2019, and minor league center Grayson Downing. Some of the notes on this. With the conditional pick, if the Wild wins one round in 2019... the pick moves from a fourth round to a third round. If the Wild wins two playoff rounds this year, that 2019 pick moves from a fourth round to a second round pick. However, there is injury insurance with this. So if Hansel cannot play or does not play 50% of the playoff games that the Wild are in, they get that 2019 pick back.
That's basically the Pominville protection clause, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Because the Wild picked up Pominville.
And he got injured.
As we were talking about this earlier tonight.
Yeah, was it tonight or was it earlier this week? Yeah. Sometime we were talking about this.
And because Pominville played all the season rolling up to the playoffs, but only played two games in the year he was picked up. I think it was 2012-2013 when he was picked up. He only played two games in that Chicago
series. It didn't help us in the playoffs at all.
Well, yeah, because we didn't win against the Blackhawks. That's pretty huge.
With that, though, Arizona retains half of Hansel's $3.1 million salary hit. Mm-hmm. So the Wild are only paying $1.55 million. Bad math. Anyways, the Wild are paying half of $3.1 million on Hansel right now. So with that, I mean, you know, we pick up two players, one of which did score a goal tonight and got an assist. I mean, you know, 2 points.
Ryan White, two points in his debut, already paying
dividends, right?
Totally.
I mean, what was that, his second multi-point game in his career or something like that?
It was his sixth.
Sorry. Yeah. Wrong single digit.
Yeah. It was his hair's third, I think. Yeah, because his hair is just so greasy. Yeah. So it was mainly his hair that scored, I think.
GM Chuck Fletcher. Saying,
yeah. just shake that hair off.
He's got some amazing hockey hair.
It's greasy.
It is.
Greasy with a Z. Greasy.
Dirty.
But it does have some flow.
He's got some greasy flow.
Greasy flow. Oh, man.
Now all I can think of, the only image that has popped into my mind is Coming to America with
So Glow,
where you got the family sitting on the couch and they all get up and all you see is three grease spots. That's an awesome movie. I think I gotta watch that before I go to bed tonight. So Chuck Fletcher said he did not want to give up any up-and-comers or any potential.
No prospects.
Yeah. And that was his goal. He said he had been talking with multiple teams and that they all wanted, you know, different prospects. And his thing was to hold on to all the prospects.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, hence the reason why he gave up a first round, the second round, and the conditional fourth round in the years following. And, you know, he was saying he's planning on making them up. But did he give up too much for these two players that are basically rentals? Because both of them are UFAs at the end of the season.
Well, number one, you gave up a player named Grayson. Anybody named Grayson?
What about Jeff Grayson?
Well, Grayson's his first name.
Yeah, Grayson.
I was thinking Jeff Grayson, the Fox Sports guy,
right?
Who's for a sports guy is really awkward.
Might as well call him Jeff Raisin. I don't know.
Well, that and his Twitter handle is Jeffrey_Grayson. Anytime you're implementing underscore in your Twitter handle, that's like, why you couldn't figure out anything that didn't have an underscore.
I'm going to make an underscore in my Twitter handle.
Make it like 20, make it 13 underscores with a J, like 7 characters.
Oh, here it is. 4 score and 13 underscores ago. I got it. Nice.
Okay, Abe.
No, but I don't know. I don't think that he gave up too much. Honestly, at this point in the season, we know what we're looking at with the Wild. They've been pretty dang consistent all season long,
mm-hmm.
Putting wins on the board.
Yep.
And if you are sitting in this position at this point in the season and not thinking about trying to make that push all the way to the cup, you're a fool.
Yep, right.
And that's exactly what they're doing. And, you know, if you got to give up a pick here or a pick there, I, you know.
So you condone GMCFs?
Definitely. Definitely. Move. I can agree with this move.
And you got to figure that he's not giving away prospects, which is something he's done in spades in the past.
Yeah.
You know, we all know trading Nick Leddy for Cam effing Barker.
Was that a GMCF thing or was that a Risenborough?
That was a GMCF.
That must have been his first year.
That was one of his first moves, actually.
Yeah. Maybe he took enough flack off of that going, yeah, we don't need another Leddy uprising going on.
Well, and he knows that he's got some talented prospects in the pipeline where, you know, the Wild aren't going to be, considering how they're playing right now, mm-hmm. they're not going to be top of any given round. So if you're giving up a bottom of the first round pick, it's not that, I mean, it's a bird in the hand rather than two in the bush, you know,
right.
is really what it comes down to. And he's playing that hand that he's dealt, and I'm okay with that. You know, you got Kaprizov, you've got a lot of good young players that are in that pipeline.
Well, Kaprizov looked like two players from the picture that we saw on NHL Network today.
Yeah, the awkward NHL Network Photoshop where they put a Wild jersey on him, which I don't think he's ever had a Wild jersey on him, ever.
But, I mean, he literally looked like he was about 400 pounds in that picture.
But, you know, there's the Wild have plenty of guys, you know, Erickson Ek, Tuck, you know, the Wild have got
Riley.
Plenty of players where you don't want to trade those guys away because they're worth more than a draft pick that isn't picked and hasn't developed at all.
Right.
There's more value there. Whereas if you're going to piss away something, why not do a draft pick that's ambiguous?
A shot
like
in
that?
The dark anyways. Well,
right.
Saying it in more words than what the article had recalled Fletcher saying, that's exactly what he said.
Yeah.
I tend to agree right now. Like, I mean, we've got probably the best Wild team we've ever seen. It's the first time that they've reached 84 points this early in the season.
Yep.
You know, we've got...
We've heard that, though, before.
We have, but...
There's never been a team that's been at the top of the league in December and not made the playoffs.
Right. Yeah, well, look at all that happened.
There's always one.
There's going to be a precedent somewhere. Yeah,
but
hopefully it's not us.
That team, look at the losses that they took. Like, it was a very streaky up-down team.
And we had some injuries add to that, yeah.
I mean, mm-hmm. the team that we have right now has been very healthy, generally speaking.
Right.
We've got... Every loss that they've taken, they've pretty much rebounded from in stride.
Yeah.
And I think we have a coach that actually fits with how the players are. So I think Fletcher going out and actually grabbing, you know, a couple of guys out of Arizona that, you know, add some size and some depth to our lineup. I think I'm going to agree with both of you. I think it's a very good thing. And, I mean, I like him swinging for the fences right now, going, you know what? No, we're not going to just take this pitch. We're going to actually, like, we're going for it. There's no getting on base at this point. We're going for the grand slam here.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, you mentioned there, you know, about injuries and whatnot. Not quite injury, but, you know, illnesses. We've got Mumpsoda going on here again. I mean, tonight we were missing Parisi and Palmaville.
Yeah.
We're even missing the assistant coach off of the bench, Stevens.
Yeah, we're losing a coach, not because of a traffic stop.
And not because of a traffic stop, right. So, you know, and tonight, I mean, in the Wilds game, they were able to squeak out a win today. And, you know, even though, you know, they didn't have Palmaville or Parisi there,
They had plenty of other players shanking shots.
Yeah.
In Palmerville's plays. All right. Yeah.
There were a few.
You can't give
it did go both
even,
ways.
And you can't even give Palmerville that crap this year because he's actually been a contributor.
Last numbers I saw, he had like 20 points in the last 16 games.
Yeah. I would consider that a small contribution to the
just,
team.
Just a little bit.
Yep.
Yeah, because you can shank assists all day long. Yeah.
Hey, but it's not like our buddy Heat.
You can also get
in front of me.
You could also get shanked in prison. So you know. All right, but so anyway,
shivved in prison, man.
Oh, shivved.
I was shanked as
shanked
well.
Or shivved, yeah.
No one gets shanked. Everyone gets shivved.
No, you use a shiv to shank someone.
Sitting Shiva? Is that how it is?
Shiva Kamini. We're missing out on our right. league this year.
Yeah, anyway.
All right. So anyways, I mean, they were able to, you know, get a win today here. Are you comfortable with the depth that the Wild do have right now for, you know, in case of injuries or stuff like that or illnesses?
Well, I mean,
mumps. I mean, what if everybody gets AIDS?
Hey, it's
we already got Ryan White. Wow.
He survived.
Right.
He survived.
That escalated quickly.
That's it,
you know, you got to look at tonight, and you know, we're missing Parisi, we're missing Pominville, and we have our new guys coming in, and we still
pull off a
win.
We also lost Delpy.
We lost Delpy. We lost Pulkkinen. We got a lot of movement going here, and we're still.
How's your movement?
We're still winning.
Here it comes.
We're still winning. I think we're what the fourth or fifth team to win off of the bye week.
I think at least fourth. I don't know if there's been one in between us and our last week's podcast,
but you know, we still won coming out of the bye week, and that's rarefied air.
And you know what? Hansel and White had won twice coming out of the bye week.
Well, and White had 2 points tonight, you know?
Yeah.
You know, he had a goal and an assist.
See, so we
got... And he's not a guy that you would expect to be doing that kind of thing.
See, Fletcher was a genius. Let's pick two guys that came Fletcher's off of our...
Fletcher isn't a genius. Boudreaux is a genius.
Well, Boudreaux is a genius.
Because it's hard to argue with the way his teams perform.
Yeah.
I'm drinking that Kool-Aid, Jim Jones style.
Yep.
You know, as we've said before. So.
I picked the wrong week. Quit sniffing glue.
So, speaking of Dalpy and Pulkkinen.
So, yeah, we've had a few movements.
Few movements.
In the past few days. So, we talked about Hansel and White. Dalpany and Pulkkinen both got put on waivers to deal with their 10-game, you know, 30-day waiver clocks to kind of reset that and get everything dealt with.
Mm-hmm.
Delpy was picked up by Columbus off of waivers earlier today, right before the waiver deadline.
Yep.
Blue Jacket.
Pulkkinen did clear his waivers, and shortly after was traded to Arizona for future considerations. So we lost both of those guys. Dalpy, I think they were not planning on anybody picking up because it sounded like
the way Russo was painting it was it
the
was
way
like,
Boudreaux reacted. He was not happy about it and had to do a lot of line shifting tonight.
Right.
Pulkkinen, you know, this one kind of boggles my mind a little bit because he was traded to Arizona for future considerations after we picked up Hansel and White for some picks, and Chuck Fletcher said that he did not want to trade any prospects.
But Pulkkinen's older.
I think he's beyond being a prospect.
And he's not a center. Mm-hmm. And I think the Wild view anyone who's not a center as basically...
trade bait?
You'd have to be pretty electric to be a non-center forward to be viewed in a good spot with the Wild right now.
Well, I'm pretty sure our buddy Derek Felska at Crease and Assist had said something about Pulkkinen possibly being trade bait before the deadline. I don't know if it's today or yesterday that he had
you would have
something about it.
You would have expected a little more than quote unquote future considerations, though.
Yeah,
trade bait. Yeah,
I mean, my thought, you know, just kind of conspiracy theory ish, was that they had promised Arizona something, you know, hey, if Polkinen clears, we'll throw him in the deal too. But because Polkinen was not cleared at that point and they wanted to sign the deal, that they threw him in as an afterthought.
Yeah.
It's possible. I mean, you never know. I mean, obviously there's books to cook because, I mean, you're going to have to, you know, mess with the salary caps and things like that. And, you know, I don't know the line details, but, I mean, it's definitely possible that, you know, they try to shift things around a little bit to, you know, make room for X, and you got to move Z, and, you know.
It's a shell game, you know.
Yeah.
You got to do what you got to do, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't, you know. I mean, it's just the way it is.
Yeah. So I don't know. On another note, I mean, you know, speaking of prospects, or let me put quotation marks around that prospects, we've got, Curtis Gabriel down in the baby wild down there. I don't know what kind of a show he's putting on, but he ended up, with a little off ice fight. If you want to even call it that, I mean, it was a little jawing and then somebody taking a swing and somebody hitting the ground. But you know,
he got a few games for it, you know. Yeah.
Gabriel, from what I saw from the back, the stuff, off the ice, it looked like Gabriel probably got the worst end of the deal there, but. He did get a few games for that.
To quote the movie Friday, you got knocked up out.
Well, thanks for censoring that for our audience.
You know, I try.
I try. So, yeah.
All right.
Upcoming. Upcoming. So, we've got a few games. We've got on the road a few days. So, tomorrow night, so back-to-back. We're in Winnipeg tomorrow. The Wild are in Winnipeg tomorrow.
In the peg. Is that a thing? I don't know.
It is now.
That's what the kids are saying, I think.
Kanapapiak.
We're going to start that one, Aaron.
In the peg.
We're in the peg.
No, I'm in the peg.
Winnipeg, G.
In the peg, G.
Because this episode is all about the youth of America.
Totes. The youth of America.
Youth of America.
What's a youth? Son, if you come before me, what is a youth? No, youth. And buy a better suit. Any idea what I'm referring to?
No.
My cousin Vinny?
Well, that's what the youth is.
Who's your cousin?
Youth?
Youth.
So, anyways, the young and youth players are in the peg tomorrow.
In the peg.
Against the Jets. Day off on Wednesday. Thursday, they're in Columbus against the Jackets, who just picked up Dalpy.
Think we'll see him?
Probably not. It sounded like he went right to their minor league team. I think they're using him for depth, but I think they may also have some injuries. So we might actually see Dalpy on Thursday.
It sounded like it was kind of on the edge there.
Yeah, because, I mean, you know, maybe a move there for Dalpy, maybe he gets to actually see more playing time or something, you know?
So, and then Sunday, while they're back home against the Sharks. Shart.
Back at home again?
Back at home.
I feel like they've been here forever. What was this last homestand? Like eight games total or something in a row?
Eight games.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what it was.
That's a lot of flipping.
Yeah, you know what that means? They're just going to be traveling a lot more in the next, you know, few weeks.
Yeah, but I mean, really, when you think about it, they had eight games at home, a five-day break in between there. I mean, for almost a month, these guys have been living almost like normal people, working, you know, you drive into work, and then you commute back home. And
well,
you know,
like normal people, they had their bye week. And I did
normal.
Hear,
yeah. I Speaking of which, I think I'll take a bye week next week.
Well, your boss is, so, you know, he's not going to know
either.
I need
a bye week. Yeah. In a general sense.
I did hear that Nino was actually in Jamaica, and quite a few Wild players were in Mexico. So maybe that's where they contracted the mumps, was, you know, that, somewhere south.
Possible. Who knows what the hell they were doing down there.
So,
oh,
what goes on in Mexico stays in Mexico.
Okay, I'll shut my mouth. I know Zucker was playing it cool, though, because I think I saw he was taking his kids there or something. I think that's the one that I saw. I was taking him to Disney World or something.
Oh, well,
he doesn't have kids yet, does he?
No, he doesn't. Because he just recently got married.
Yeah.
Who was it that I saw? God damn.
They're all playing it safe.
Playing it safe.
All right, boys. Game of the week.
Do we have any Vikings love boat type scenarios going on here?
You know, I think hockey players are a little bit more respectable than that.
You think so?
Yeah, they're just drinking Bud Light and...
yeah, at least during the season they are.
Yeah. And
they would never beat their women.
Acting like, well, unless they're Varlamov.
Right.
Oh, Varlamov.
Yeah.
They would never rape anybody.
Unless you're Taze.
No, not Taze.
Kane.
They would never kill anybody.
No. They're not football players.
Right.
They're not Ray Lewis, you know.
No. Who's the Patriots, the tight end?
Well,
what was his name?
Aaron.
Yeah, Aaron
Hernandez.
Wait,
I think that's right.
Yeah, wait. Didn't Heatley inadvertently, like, alcoholic related kill somebody?
He did, totally.
Oh, see,
wow, taking it back here.
All right.
And Teresa just bumped up on that with Healy. Yeah, that 10-second delay, we got it at the same time, Teresa.
Yeah, he kind of did kill someone, you know. Wait, where is he? Where is the Healy here? Sorry, I want to bring him
well,
up.
Well, we tried killing him.
His head doesn't even bobble anymore. Number 15.
Heatley won't die.
He won't die.
Number 15, is that brunette?
He lost an that lost that, he lost a hand, though. You know, he did lose that, I think, in a fireworks accident.
You know, accident.
Accident. He did not lift off like we were hoping. His hand just kind of exploded off.
Oh, good times. Good times.
So, boys, we need to pick a game.
Not the right... Okay, and Felska pointed out that it was Dan Snyder that perished. But it wasn't the right Dan Snyder, not the owner of the Redskins. But different story altogether.
Okay.
If we're looking for the right Dan Snyder to have perished with Danny Heatley.
All right.
We all need to pick a game.
Okay. Yeah. We got to move on.
I say 1, 2, 3. We all say a team, and hopefully two of us at least.
Game of the week.
Yep. You ready? Jive. You ready?
Yep.
1, 2, 3. Jets. Blue Jackets.
Wow. We had three different answers.
Wow.
Three different answers there.
Yeah. It's easily the Sharks, because the Sharks are Kevin Weeks' like number three team in the NHL, apparently.
Yeah, but the Jets are... I know that they're not, like, super...
The big thing with the Jets is it's back-to-back. That's the big... I think that's the biggest thing.
It's
but Blue Jackets...
Not quite a rivalry yet, but, I mean, it's the Jets. I mean, we're back and forth against them. It's close to home. I mean, it's...
Blue Jackets, we have a chance of seeing Dalpy again.
Yeah, but the Sharks, we got... Burnsy.
We do have Burnsy. Come on, John.
So
multiple bad Wookiees.
The Wookiees will be out.
The Wookiees and Bars. On that note, I think it's
okay,
time.
Okay, let's go with Sharks.
I think it's time for a Twitter talk.
Yeah.
Okay, Twitter talk.
That. All right. First question, Derek Felska at Grease and Assist. If Nate Prosser were a marsupial, which one would he be? Hashtag Zealandia forever.
So he inadvertently thought at this point Frost was on with us.
Right.
And Frost had responded with quite the interesting image and his response.
Yes. It was a possum.
A possum.
I'm going
actually, the image is quite striking.
I'm going to go with a duck-billed platypus for a marsupial.
Oh, that is a marsupial, isn't it?
I'm pretty sure it is. It's one of those weird animals.
It's kind of a little bit of everything. It's got some snake. It's got some reptile.
It's basically like a if you had a sim game for designing mammals, that would be what you would come up with, I think.
Yeah.
Okay, marsupial, Prosser, go.
I think I gotta just stick with a possum. I mean, yeah, I don't know. Marsupials that are coming to my head are koala, kangaroo, opossum, and now that you mentioned it, platypus. And all I can think of is possum makes the most sense. Jive.
I might actually go with the koala, you know? I mean, he just kind of hangs out there.
But koalas can box and jump around.
No, that's kangaroos.
They're marsupials.
Yeah, no, he said koala.
I said koala.
I grabbed the wrong
And I'm thinking of koalas. I'm just, you know, thinking I'm like kind of hanging out in a tree.
Eating eucalyptus.
You know, I mean, Prosser might sit there and like hang on the post a little bit.
Not a Tasmanian devil.
Just get in the way.
Oh, yeah, that's another good one. No, he's definitely
Tasmanian
not a
devils
devil.
Are freaking marsupials.
Wombats.
Yeah.
Wallabies.
Maybe wallabies.
I need to watch more, what's that show my kids watch? It's on PBS.
Crocodile Hunter?
Wild Kratts.
Oh,
it's actually a pretty cool show.
All right, next
if
question.
If you want to check it out. So, next question.
Moving along.
Moving right along. Next question. Three in the box, Frosty Boy. This one's from Felska as well. Three in the box, Frosty Boy. Who does Kenny think he is? Oh, wait. Sorry, that's not what it says. That's for cutting me off on my dad jokes. That was funny, right? That was funny.
where's the crickets here?
There are no crickets.
Okay,
I swear to God, there's no crickets.
Get to the question here.
All right, the question. All right. Three in the box, Frosty Boy. Who on the Minnesota Wild is this team's most valuable skater to this point? You can pick one.
Skater? Zucker.
I'm bouncing back and forth between Zucker and Holla, but I got to go with Zucker. I mean, I think he's got the... His hands aren't there, but his legs definitely are.
If I was going to back it up, I would... Like a second place would probably be Granny.
Yeah,
you know that
well,
line,
especially after his exhibition tonight.
Yeah, those two on that line with Koivu, stellar.
It's, yeah, absolutely.
What do you think, Jive?
I mean it's hard to argue with those. I mean, and there hasn't been a lot of other people who have consistently contributed to the team like they have. I guess, and yeah. I'm not going to disagree. I'm going to, yeah, I'd agree with your one and your two, Aaron. Zucker and probably Granny. Holla's been great, but, I mean, he's kind of been in the shadows. So we haven't seen a lot from him.
All right. Also from Derek. And by the way, boys and girls, Derek spreads his questions out throughout the week, so this is not like he just bombarded us.
Well, he does bombard us with questions.
No, but
it wasn't like it was like,
but not all at once.
It was like a 20-minute span. It was like he's been thinking about these.
Yeah,
like, and so, the questions better.
And we'd actually like you to do the same thing. If you think of something during the week, please send us a question.
Yeah.
Just hashtag it three in the box. You know, when we put these questions in, we usually put them in order from earliest to latest.
Yeah.
So, by all means...
No, you do that.
Usually, it's me. But, I mean, feel free to put them in. You know, ask us questions during the week while you think of them. You don't need to do them the day of. You know, you don't need our reminder. Just send us the questions. We'll be more than happy to put them in.
Or else.
Okay, question.
Question Felska. From Felska. If you're a Wild fan who marries an Avalanche or Blackhawks fan, is that also grounds for a divorce? Yes.
Depends if you have Chelsea Dagger playing at your wedding or your divorce, I guess, you know.
Actually, I got to rephrase mine.
If you're getting divorced and the only song you hear is dit, 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 I think that's pretty good, you know. That's like good walkout music, you know.
That's good, like, I'm done with this whole effing right. thing music.
Right. And I don't even, and, you know, it's been so long since I've heard the Avalanche score, I don't even know what their goal song is anymore, so.
And you want to know what? I'm going to say it's not grounds for divorce. What I would say is, I mean, think of it. I mean, NBC Sports would love this.
Well,
it'd be like a Wednesday Wright rivalry. However, how do you say it?
Actually, was that on NBC or was that an FSN thing? Where the Wild or the Blackhawks fan?
I think it was FSN.
Was it FSN?
Yeah, they were both broadcasting, but the FSN made the point.
Oh, nationwide, it would have been NBC. Right. But locally in Minnesota, right. It was FSN.
Yep.
And actually, yeah, go ahead, Jive.
So, yeah, I mean, a Wednesday night rivalry, could you imagine that?
Well, it's like, Tuesday night.
Like, in your, that's not what I'm talking about, okay. though. But, like, every time that the Wild would, say, play the Blackhawks, I mean, like, you and your spouse would, you know, argue and fight.
I mean.
And then later on, you get to make up.
You know, make up sex.
Yeah, see? It's great.
I do have to change my opinion a little bit. I mean, I've seen.
Yeah, but you're still effing a
Blackhawks fan.
So
you can just think of it as
you're
rape.
Still dirty. You
can just think of it as rape. Then
that's what Kane does, right?
Whoa!
Ouch.
Okay, next question.
Wow, next.
We've gone so far that I do not condone any answers.
From Derek Felska. Hopefully it doesn't lead us down the same. Hopefully it doesn't lead us down the same rapey path as that one. Does the Martin Hansel acquisition put the MN Wild over the top, or did we pay too much or too little?
Well, I think we kind of answered that one a little bit already. But I you know, going back to what we said, I think Fletcher's swinging for the fences on this one. He's not going to sit by and let a ball just, you know, fly by him. I think he's going for it, and I think it's a good move. I mean, it's a gamble, but, you know, so is also putting the guy on waivers, and we ended up losing Dalpy because of that. Yep. So.
Yeah, and I have to say, I don't disagree with these moves. I mean, we're not adding on, you know, a ton of offense with either of these guys, but what we are bringing on is a little bit of size.
What was the average of our top three
like
centers
six,
right now?
6'5".
6'4", yeah. I think, and like 220 pounds. Right.
So, I mean, and I really like that, especially as you move into the playoffs.
Right.
When the games get to be a lot more tight checking, and yeah, I think that it's gonna help a lot down the stretch having a little bit bigger guys like that.
Okay.
So... All right, and one more final question here from Felska at Crease and Assist. Three in the box. If you picked Oscar-like awards for the Minnesota Wild, who would be the best actor, the MVP?
You should open up the envelope there.
Yes. And the winner is...
Oh, best MVP? We're going to go with the...
Best actor.
Best actor.
Which
would be like the MVP.
Best actor.
We're going to go with right now, I think we're going to go with Granny.
I'll go Nino.
First
hit 20.
Yeah.
And the winner is Mikko Koivu.
Oh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I gotta say.
Wait, are you sure?
I'm sure. Wait.
Whoa,
oh. Was this the wrong envelope? Was this the wrong one?
I think that should be Nino, actually.
Supporting That's actor.
Good. And so the best supporting actor would be?
Granny.
I'm gonna go with Koivu on that one.
All right. Oh, I can't disagree with that choice.
And I'm actually gonna go with.
You're gonna go Nino?
No, I'm actually gonna go with Zucker on that one. Zucker. Hmm? I mean, he's kind of been. Sometimes you might even think of him as kind of the third wheel out there, you know. But, I mean, time and time again, he shows up and he makes plays. He's, you know, other guys are having flashy seasons too, but you know, Zucker's doing all right for himself. All right.
And the last one should be easy.
The last award goes to the best director.
And it is Daryl Sidor. Oh, wait. Wrong season.
Wrong season.
Mike,
We're not talking about driving kids drunkenly to hockey practice.
I'm trying to see how to pronounce this. Bruce.
Boudreau.
Okay, Bruce Boudreau.
Sorry.
Those are the Minnesota Wild Oscars.
Yeah, I think that's definitely going to go to Boudreau. Hopefully, he takes us to the promised land this year.
All right, next question. We're eating some licorice here, like good licorice.
Yeah. from Alec, I think this is the first time writing.
Yeah.
From Wild Strong 23, is there another move for Chuck to explore? As I was sitting at home, kind of getting stuff dealt with today, I did see that Fletcher was asking his accountant people, I don't know exactly what their title is.
Accountants?
No, it's different. What he had for cap room.
Right, yes.
Financial and accountants?
Actually.
Brent Flair.
Yes, yeah. And Alec had actually asked this question prior to the Polkinen trade.
Yep.
So, Alec, to answer your question exactly, yes, he did have some more stuff on his plate because we saw that with Polkinen. And yes, I do think he may still be looking for some additional support. If he's looking at numbers or asking about numbers to see what their overhead is, yeah, I could maybe see something else happening by March 1st.
Yeah, there's still definitely a couple days left here. Some teams were, you know, making some early moves. Even tonight, you know, we saw some things happening. The Capitals boosting up their
with Shattenkirk
their show there. Yeah, so I definitely think that there's still room for movements. Whether or not the Wild actually need to make any more movements at this point, I don't know that it's really necessary. Unless if they're making a move to actually maybe put themselves in a position where, you know, they're gaining back maybe some draft picks or something later on down the road. If, you know, say they give up, you know, somebody in the lower ranks who's maybe between the AHL or something in the NHL.
All right.
Last question
comes in from Ty Sandstrom. At Ty Sandstrom or Ty Sands 42. Three in the box. If you were a player on the Wild, how would you spend your bye week?
Well, I think it should be obvious with my shirt here. I'll be playing pinball.
Where would you be playing pinball at?
I would probably go to the Pacific Pinball Museum in Alameda, California, or Pinball Hall of Fame in Las Vegas, or if there's a few others. I go pinballs in Austin, Texas. Easy. Especially this time of year. You're in Minnesota. It's cold. Texas, relatively warm.
Most of the Wild players bailed out because Snowmageddon was supposed to be coming.
Yeah. We got a ton of snow up in the Twin Cities here.
I'm just north of the Twin Cities, and Saturday morning I woke up and I saw a few sprinkles. But it, you know how like
after we had nothing here.
Yeah, it was
zero.
Like the sprinkles were, you know how like you see in the highway how after it kind of snows and everything's cleared, but you see like some of the lines running down.
We didn't even have that.
That's what I saw.
Yeah.
Like, it was ridiculous.
I had a covering on my lawn, but, you know, by midday. By midday, it was gone. None of the pavement stuck. But on my bye week, what I am doing, if I'm a Minnesota Wild player, I'm going somewhere where it's warm. I'm going to go down.
Arizona.
No, they're all coming up here.
Wait, yeah, they're headed up this way. So, yeah, maybe they're pulling off like a Brett Favre type thing where they're going down to, you know, recruit in players. Like, come on up and play with us.
You're going to get the...
But I'm not doing that on my bye week. Screw that, man. I'm not working for the man on my bye week. I'm going to fucking... Oh. I'm going to Mexico.
Jive, you may have just actually popped our cherry with that word.
I just messed it up. Jesus.
Jeez.
Aaron.
Jeez, man.
Jeez.
I'm going to agree with you with Austin. I think there's...
Live music.
I might
be able to see some American Sharks or some Woe Fat.
Or some Eric Tesmer.
He's Eric Tesmer.
I
so many bands down there.
Here,
you know,
if I go to Texas, my wife is gonna make me go to Houston again.
No,
her sister.
Austin's way.
This is your bye week, not her.
My bye week. That's right.
Yeah,
think of this like you're single.
Okay,
where would you go
if I'm single?
Austin, Texas.
Kenny's trying to get me in trouble now. See.
Where are your girlfriends? That's what Kenny's asking.
What
I
goes
think.
On the bye week stays on the bye week.
No, Aaron, I think like go down to Austin, go see some live music.
Yeah,
because I mean, you can just literally walk from bar to bar, venue to venue, like, and we're talking like 40 feet.
Yeah,
like, it's crazy.
It is crazy,
and you can just see a ton of amazing, unsigned, very talented people.
You see a lot of bad stuff.
Like, you do.
I mean, bad music. I mean, it's like, but that's.
But you know what?
That's live music everywhere, though, yeah. Right?
You never know what you're going
to
get.
The difference is you can go 40 feet to your right or 40 feet to your left, and you got something different going on.
What if you move 40 feet behind you?
You might hit the bathrooms.
Okay.
And the bathrooms, in general, in Austin aren't very good.
They aren't very good.
No.
Oh.
So if you got a number two. You might want to hold on.
Go back to the hotel.
I'm pretty sure it was Austin where I took the panoramic picture of the one bathroom where it was literally two toilets, a urinal, and a sink, and no borders in between any of them, no walls. It's like, oh, this is quite interesting.
Hopefully, you didn't have to take a deuce there.
No, right? No, I was good.
me and him were just like falling over. Yeah, after Kenny tried to get a rickshaw to pedal up a hill, and I was like,
not just any hill, it was quite the hill.
I was like, rickshaw dude, you do not want to pick us up right now. Let our drunk asses just stumble back. Rickshaw dude, you want none of this.
Was this before or after you lost your phone in the middle of the street?
That was my Palm Prix.
It was.
Some
old school.
Some people get rickrolled. Some people get rickshawed.
Kenny got rickshawed right there.
All right, boys.
Okay, so I think that's a show right there.
That's probably a wrap.
Kenny, where can people find you?
No, Sir Kenny is. I started finally putting up some stuff on Instagram again. You know, some, you know, cast iron type stuff, cooking, some concert stuff, some live show stuff. But on Twitter or at Instagram at NoSirKenius is the majority of my life.
Okay, and Jive, where can people find what you're up to?
You can find me. I'm on Twitter. I'm at Jive Midnight.
All right. As for myself, you can find links to everything I'm doing at about.me/TheAaron. Thanks everyone for listening. Follow us on Twitter at 3inthebox. Oh, we should do real quick here. We need to do a little drawing, I think.
We do.
For our giveaway.
Oh.
For our shirt, or let me see if I can figure this out here, real on the fly.
We could do a card decal with instructions.
Well, we've got the shirt. Let me see here. I'm gonna try to make this work here. I gotta log in somehow here. If we get a number between 1 and 12, because I'm pretty sure, Okay, maybe not. Maybe I'll back off this. I will post. We'll post in our blog post with the podcast. We'll post who the winner is.
Okay.
Of our T-shirt giveaway.
So we're looking for a number between 1 and 12.
Maybe not. I have to double check. So we'll post the winner on that. It'll come right after this podcast here, and we'll post whoever won that. We'll reach out to you. Don't worry. Cause we got all your contact information. This is going back to our survey that we did.
Yes.
So we'll reward one of you for filling this out. I don't know who is going to be. So
we need a random number.
There's going to be a random number somewhere in there.
I can pull a random number out.
But I don't know how many submissions we had. So okay. I'll have to look that up. But we'll post that right when we post our podcast.
Do we have one of our T-shirts available that we're showing?
We do somewhere, I think.
We cleaned up because we had guests.
Yeah.
Why are you guys cleaning?
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
Here we go. Yeah, I'll let Kenny, since Kenny pointed that out, let him show.
I was going after Derek. So, Fancy.
Show the back of that, too. Sorry, podcast listeners, you're not getting the full effect, but it's a really beautiful green T-shirt with three in the box in the front.
It looks black how he's hanging out there.
Yeah,
it's the lighting.
And at three in the box in a skull and
move it
cross,
back from the camera so it gets some light.
Skull and crossbones hockey kind of thing. Super cool shirt. We'll give it away to someone, whoever wins this little drawing here. So thanks to everyone for filling out the survey. You know, if you want to follow us, go to I don't know how you listen to the podcast, whether it's through iTunes or through, you know, a podcatcher of some sort or through the website itself. You know, if you're on one of those systems and you can rate us,
Stitcher, Spotify, it's all out there.
If you can,
we like fives.
If you can rate us high, put a review because it'll help other people find what we're doing, and yes. It's a good thing. 3inthebox.com, you know, at 3inthebox on Twitter. I think that's about it. Right. So thanks everyone for listening.